Hi, this is the Greatest Story Ever Played. I'm Dan, and today we're going to be talking about Uncharted 1, Drake's Fortune. And this podcast, this episode will be a little different than some previous ones in that Uncharted isn't a choice-based game like some of the previous ones we've had where we'll kind of debate the choices that went through. Uncharted doesn't have that. The Uncharted story comes out the way it does. There's not an alternate version or whatever. This is just how the story goes. However, it is very story-driven and is, I would say, a high-content story, a very good story. It's very cinematic. It feels like a movie. There's, you know, cut scenes where there's, you know, story that goes on for sure that you see and different things like that. So I felt like it was still worthy, definitely in that, and that it's story-driven and has a good story for that matter. I guess secondly, obviously, I'm alone, so it's just me today, and I think this is an element that we will bring into the podcast that if Jordan or I finish a game on our own, that we're just playing on our own time, we might record an episode and throw it up as kind of additional content. We're going to continue to do, you know, episodes through a series together every other week, putting those out. We'll do those as we do. But then if we finish anything on our own time, we might throw an episode up for you guys too. So that's kind of our thought. If you like that, let us know. And I guess if you don't, let us know too. But yeah, I guess with that, we'll get into Drake's Fortune, Uncharted 1. Description for this game. It says, a 400-year-old clue in the coffin of explorer Sir Francis Drake leads Nathan Drake on a wild adventure to a forgotten island in the middle of the Pacific Ocean. Here Drake hunts for the fabled treasure of El Dorado. Some background on the game is it was developed by Naughty Dog, and this is the first of four Uncharted games. Naughty Dog is primarily known for the Uncharted series, known for The Last of Us, and for Crash Bandicoot. So they've put out a lot of games that have been good and highly reviewed and popular. So they're a good studio. I'm looking forward to more games from them. Characters for this game. First and foremost, we have Nathan Drake. He's our protagonist. He's a treasure hunter. His personality type, I feel like he's kind of a James Bond meets Indiana Jones type of guy. And he's supposedly a relative of Sir Francis Drake. He is the character that we play as. Then we've got Elena Fisher. She's a journalist, and when the game begins, she is accompanying Nathan Drake on a treasure hunt and filming it for TV to make like a series, I think, or something like that. So that's where she comes in. Then we've got Victor Sullivan. Also known as Sully. He's an older man who is Drake's best friend slash mentor. And then lastly, we've got kind of three primary bad guys. We've got Gabriel Roman, who's an older guy, and we've got Atik Navarro and Eddie Raja, who are more like Nate's age. And these guys are three treasure hunters as well. Roman is kind of in charge, and then Navarro and Raja are kind of his lieutenants. Everyone else we meet in the game are pretty much just random foot soldiers that we kill. We don't really have any other characters that matter besides these six. So that's who we've got. Before going forward, I want to give a spoiler alert. I'm going to kind of provide a quick-ish summary of the game, of the primary plot points. So if you have not played the game, go play it and come back. Or if you don't mind being spoiled, continue forward, but the main plot points will be spoiled, so just a heads up. So, summary, beginning. First, it starts off with Drake and Elena finding the coffin of Sir Francis Drake. They pull it up out of the ocean, they open up the coffin, and there's only a journal inside. There is no body. And this empty coffin proves Nate's theory that Sir Francis Drake had faked his own death in order to go on one last treasure hunt to go find El Dorado. While examining the journal, some pirates show up, presumably to try to take the journal from him. A shootout ensues while you're on the boat, and fortunately, Victor Sullivan, Sully, shows up and saves us with his plane, and we escape. This was awesome. This was a great first chapter to begin the game. I really like this. If this was a television show and this was the pilot episode, I would be coming back for episode 2. I was drawn in immediately, was really excited based on that. So, great start. Then we have Drake and Sully ditch Elena because they find out that there's real treasure to find. Once they realize that the search for El Dorado, finding El Dorado, this is huge. This isn't just, I don't know, being on National Geographic or something. So they ditch Elena because they think she'd be a liability, go and search for the treasure themselves. While looking through this rainforest that they're in, they come across this rusted old Nazi submarine, which was a very cool set piece and set in motion kind of a cool, I guess, backstory for this El Dorado search, which is that the Nazis in World War II also looked for El Dorado because they thought if they found El Dorado, it would tip the scales in their favor and that they could win the war. Really like that as a backstory. It ended up being for a cool set piece here, and we see it come up again later, so I thought that was pretty cool. While inside of the submarine, Nathan goes and explores it. He ends up finding this map. Once he gets out, though, unfortunately, Roman and his soldiers show up and steal it from him. And Sully gets shot. He looks pretty dead. And Nathan has to run away as the confusion's going on to escape. As he's escaping, he runs into Elena, who happened to track them. Drake and Elena escape on Sully's plane. So here, I'm devastated. My thought is, our mentor's gone. You know, you're Luke Skywalker without Obi-Wan now. And you got to be able to do this on your own. That's how it felt. Rough transition. I was liking Sully, and then he was taken away pretty quickly. Continuing on, Drake and Roman and company both make their way to the island where El Dorado is. While they're there, Elena and Drake split up, and Elena, using her camera, records Sully alive and well. And he is talking to Roman and giving him information. Nathan is understandably pissed, as am I. I felt very hurt and betrayed by Sully that, you know, you were with me and then you just used me to... Were you actually the head bad guy? Like, that's how I felt. I was upset. Nathan, though, is able to confront Sully. And Sully says that Sir Francis Drake's journal that was in his pocket actually stopped the bullet and that's why he didn't die. And that he has just been biding his time. That he's been giving fake information or bad information to Roman to stay alive himself. And I guess he was depending on Nathan being able to come and help him out. I think that's what he's hoping for. So we've got that. Meanwhile, we continue to spy. And we see Roman fire Eddie. He fires Eddie because Eddie, for incompetence, because Eddie's soldiers and him are kind of creeped out about the island. They think that the island is probably cursed. Some of Eddie's men have evidently gone missing or been killed. And this seems different than the ones Nathan killed. It seems like there's kind of something else going on, and so Eddie's a little spooked. So Roman says, "You're fired, get out." Nate and Elena are at a different part of the island, and they see Eddie and some of his men running for their life. And they're running from their life because they're being chased by these, I don't know, zombie gargoyle type of monsters. This was nuts. This was a turn I did not expect. I didn't have any inkling that supernatural elements were at play in this game. I was thinking, much more the James Bond version than the Indiana Jones. I guess Indiana Jones does have some supernatural elements, but I didn't think there were any. And so this was a great shock, but in the best way possible. It was exciting. So then you and Eddie try to battle these zombies for a while Elena tries to lower a ladder to save you. Unfortunately, Eddie is killed by the zombies, but you escape with Elena into a German bunker. And again, we see another, I guess, German or Nazi set piece. So the Germans actually made their way to this island too in the search for El Dorado. And what we realize, or begin to suspect, is that something on the island turned these old Nazis into these zombies. because they're also scattered through inside the bunker, where they've presumably been trapped for the last, I don't know, 50 years or whatever, 60 years. So that's pretty crazy. Nathan and Elena need to split up because Nathan needs to go turn on the generator to be able to get out of the bunker. While he's doing that, on his way back, he unfortunately sees Elena has been captured by Roman and Navarro. So now it's just Nate, and he also gets wind that they found, that Roman and Navarro have found the statue of El Dorado. And so the people have kind of gathered around. They have Elena captured. They got the statue. Things are looking up for them. So Nathan and Sully are spying from further away. The statue's there, and they open it up. And they open it up, and there is kind of like a mummified corpse in it. And some dust kind of spews out, and Roman breathes it in. And we see Roman start to change, which gives evidence, too, that El Dorado will turn you into... This gives us our confirmation that El Dorado, the statue from El Dorado, will turn you into a zombie. It starts to happen to Roman. Meanwhile, Navarro shoots Roman and has the statue shut and calls a helicopter to take the statue off to his barge, his boat. As this was Navarro's plan all along, he knew that Roman was stupid, that he did not understand what this statue did. Navarro did, though, and planned to betray Roman, and then he is going to sell this to the highest bidder and, of course, get all the cash for himself. Navarro is making his escape with Elena with the helicopter that is wrapped around the statue. Meanwhile, Nathan hangs on to the statue as it kind of goes to the boat. When it gets to the shipping boat, the helicopter doesn't quite crash. It doesn't quite land properly either, though. But so the statue and the helicopter are both on one end of the boat. You, of course, start on the opposite end, and this is your final level. You shoot your way through the boat for a little while, and then you have a one-on-one with Navarro. So, of course, got to see Nathan Drake in the hands. You have a fist fight for a while, and you end up looking like you knock him out. Nathan Drake knocked out the bad guy, got the girl, saves the day. Navarro, though, stands up and he points his gun at Nathan. And Nathan pushes the helicopter that is on the edge of the aircraft carrier, or on the edge of the barge or whatever, and it falls into the ocean. Its rope that is attached to the statue, pulled tight, it is wrapped around Navarro's leg. It pulls Navarro and the statue, and they all sink into the Pacific Ocean. Epic, crazy ending, of course. Nathan promises Elena that he'll get her another news story since her film was lost in this one. End game. So, some general thoughts on the game. First, it's really, really fun. I really enjoyed this game, and I enjoyed it a lot because it combined the elements of a good story and some of the mechanisms of a shooting game, of course. I like shooting games okay. You know, like I like playing Halo or Call of Duty as much as a regular guy would. I think they're fun. I like to pick it up and play for an hour or two here and there kind of thing. But I'm not dedicated enough to be like a guy who's in a clan and Call of Duty and like have be really good at it. I'm not that dedicated. Yeah, that's just not who I am. I think the people who like that, I think that's awesome. My game appeal just isn't quite that. I definitely like more of the story-driven stuff, and so this totally fit the bill with that. I thought the story told throughout this game was really interesting. I was engaged. It had lots of good longer cutscenes where you get a lot of, you know, that cinematic feel and you see a scene unfold. That was pretty enjoyable. But it had the shooter element a part of it, too. So, you know, the shooting element kept things exciting. It was cool to have, you know, a story that went on for a while that was pretty engaging, but then it was also fun to go, you know, kill 30 guys. So I felt like it kept, it balanced those pretty well too. I didn't feel like I was just shooting, but I didn't feel like I was never doing anything either. There wasn't too long about action sequences and getting to fight people and stuff. So that was pretty fun. And it really felt like it had the combinations of James Bond meets Indiana Jones. There were elements, especially in the fighting, that very much so felt like James Bond, like the GoldenEye game on N64 or something like that, where you're just roaming and, you know, you've probably killed 1,000 people over the course of the game or something like that, you know, like insane. But then, you know, it of course did have the Indiana Jones type feel, the you're looking for treasure, that even there's multiple big bads kind of thing that you kind of face off with. This was cool, though, that it kind of turned that on its head because of the three lieutenants. You only really dealt with one. You only dealt with Navarro at the end. I didn't expect Roman to get betrayed and then killed by Navarro. That was a big twist. I thought he was the big bad and we'd have a final showdown with him. And maybe, you know, maybe that guy would, maybe Roman would kill Sully or something like that for real. I thought it could go that way. Instead, the betrayal happened and you had the fight down with Navarro, which was cool. And then also having the sequence with Eddie Raja, him getting fired and then you fighting with Eddie and being kind of teammates for a little bit until Eddie is, of course, killed by the zombies. That was cool. That was also an unexpected thing. I really enjoyed that. I guess related to the zombies, if Naughty Dog wanted to release a like DLC or something like that of, you know, the Germans find El Dorado, I'd be interested in playing it. Or if they decided to just release like a 20-minute video of what happened, I would be interested in watching it. Like, that's a story I would want to see. I know that like Call of Duty did like Nazi zombies and, you know, other games have done that, but I'd be interested in seeing Naughty Dog's take. I'd probably pay for that and want to see it. So as more of an aside, overall, I really like this, and when I finished playing, I'm really excited to play 2, 3, and 4. When I bought my PS4, it came with Uncharted 4. I'd never played any Uncharted games, and I saw that they had the Nathan Drake collection, which is 1, 2, and 3 for, I don't know, $15 or $20. So I decided to pick that up and, you know, figured if I'm going to play the Uncharted series, I might as well start at the beginning and make my way through. Now that I've finished Drake's Fortune, I'm super eager to go on to Uncharted 2. And when I do, I'm sure I'll throw an episode out on it. Looking around online, it seemed like a lot of people said Uncharted 2 was their favorite one. I saw some people who said Uncharted 1 was the worst one, or the mechanics were bad, or the game wasn't as fun, kind of thing. So if they all get better than this one, I'm really excited. I thought this was a pretty fun game. It definitely made me want to keep going and made me want to play more. So good job, Naughty Dog and Uncharted on that. So, I guess that covers my thoughts on Uncharted, Drake's Fortune. If you have thoughts or things you'd want to say about Uncharted, please write in at thegreateststoryeverplayed@gmail.com or on Facebook at facebook.com/thegreateststoryeverplayed. Or on Twitter at StoryEverPod. Let us know what you think about Uncharted or any other games that you think we should play that you'd like to hear reviews of. Also, if you do enjoy the show, please rate and review it on iTunes. Tell your friends. I think that the gaming community is full of people who are very devoted to games, and there's lots of good games. And so we want to talk about the games that you guys care about and think are fun and story-driven and all that stuff. So please, yeah, let us know what you think, and I'll talk to you next time. Later.